This report is the tip of the iceberg in relation to the events of 9/11. What we have vast evidence of significant population, where some estimates run as high as nearly 70,000, who've been affected by medical maladies associated with exposure to ionizing radiation, which provides further support that what happened on 9/11 was a nuclear event, which appears to have been done using mini or micro nukes in order to destroy the Twin Towers in a fashion that would guarantee that no substantial part of those 500,000-ton buildings would impact with the bathtub, this enormous dike or moat within which the buildings were constructed, intended to keep Hudson River water from flooding beneath Lower Manhattan, the most valuable real estate in the world, which would have been a catastrophe. The medical evidence is also substantiated by the dust studies conducted by the U.S. Geological Survey, collecting samples at 35 different locations throughout Lower Manhattan, where they discovered a host of elements that would not have been present in the quantities and correlations they found had this not been a nuclear event. Barium and strontium, thorium and uranium, lithium, lanthanum, yttrium, chromium, tritium. Other indications of what was actually going on include that the buildings were blowing apart in every direction, that they were being converted into millions of cubic yards of very fine dust, another signature trait of a nuclear event, and that there was no massive pile of debris in their footprints when it was over. Unlike Building 7, a 47-story building that came down at 5:20 in the afternoon, leaving a debris pile equal to 12% of its original height, or 5.5 floors. With regard to the Twin Towers, they are actually destroyed to or even below ground level. Coincidentally, a brand new book, which I edited, has just appeared, America Nuked on 9/11, Compliments of the CIA, the Neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad, which lays out and substantiates what's now being reported and gradually making its way into the mainstream, namely that 9/11 was indeed an inside job. And when the Saudi Arabian press recently published that on 9/11 the United States attacked the United States, they were completely on the mark.